This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Conversation worked for you. I hope it works well. EJV Showtime is 7 after the hour. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, with thanks to Kara Schillen, who's at the controls as usual in our studio in Washington. Jennifer, what do you have that's trending?
Well, the story that I have that's trending is trending in California, where I live, and just when you think it doesn't get any weirder, well, it always does. Law enforcement organizations are looking to strike back against lawmakers. There's a bill right now in the California Senate that would restrict their use of force. That's right. We're asking police officers to restrict their use of force. They are staunchly opposed to Assembly Bill 931, which is now sitting in the Senate. It is Senate Bill 931, which would increase the state standard for lethal use of force from reasonable to necessary to become law. Though the measure on Tuesday passed its first policy committee, it faces a lengthy and complicated path ahead in the legislature. At the Senate Public Safety Committee hearing, which was held this week, representatives for rank-and-file police and their management said their objections to the proposal and the proposed change on use of force could not be resolved by the officer to provide funding to retrain officers. So this basically boils down to the use of lethal force from being reasonable to necessary. And it's a big shift in the law. It would impact a lot of officers. And of course, it's a reaction to some of the deaths that have come at the hands of law enforcement. But is this the right reaction to those instances? That would be the argument.
And you think?
I think tying the hands of good police officers is not going to do anybody any good. I think that...
What about tying the hands of bad police officers?
I think that we can address bad police officers. I think that we do. I think that we need to be better at that. I think there needs to be more frequent training. But I think
how about
that
we have better ways of getting rid of the bad cops instead of having unions protect them?
Yeah, no, I think that that's right. When they're bad, they should be dumped, absolutely.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But I think for the most part, by and large, the police that protect us every single day are trying to do it by the book, and I don't know if this is helpful to them at all.
I think most of them are. I'm not sure about some of them. So, here's the thing that gets me about these sorts of things is they become... It's all cookie cutters, cut and dried. And it's very hard in circumstances like this to take people that are dealing with bad police in the way that you're suggesting or hampering what good police officers are doing is another, especially in California, sign that there is that the state's beginning to topple over. It's like, hello, look out below, it's sinking. Get off while you still can. Hey. So, anyway, that's enough for that. What do you have, Victoria?
Canada has become only the second nation to legalize marijuana. They passed a huge bill. Yeah, they called it an historic bill that they passed called the Cannabis Act. And it went through their Senate with a 52-29 vote. And so now this will allow for recreational use and as well as medical use. And so Justin Trudeau, the prime minister, he said that it stems a campaign pledge. He had actually pledged to keep marijuana away from underage users and reduce marijuana-related crime.
How's he going to do that?
This was something that he...
How's that going to happen?
I don't know. I haven't read his proposal, so I don't know.
Well, but you hear all of this stuff about, yeah, we're going to make sure kids are... How do you manage that? How do you...
That's what they say
about opioids, and we all know that that's a joke. You can't keep kids away from this stuff unless you're really well managing their lives.
Right. Here's the thing. You can have... Medical marijuana is legal in New York and in California as well. So if you walk into a dispensary or in Colorado where it's legal for recreational use, if you don't have your proper ID... it's just like trying to go into a bar and order a drink. So it's the same thing. So if you, it's on that level. So beyond that, it's a lot easier to get pot from a dealer than it is from going into a legal dispensary. So if everything is legalized, then I understand that argument that it actually gives more control and will probably keep marijuana out of the hands of underage kids even more. So it's, and then of course there's the revenue that it brings in. Colorado has certainly become a state where they can talk about the revenue that they've made off of all the pot. So
here we go.
They're talking about it in New York now for recreational
focus.
Use.
Well, we have it in Massachusetts now. It's legal in Massachusetts for recreational use.
Has that started actually though?
July 1st was supposed to be when some of the things, well, most of the communities have put off dispensary decisions until the end of the year, but the state law, the referendum requires that something be done by the end of 2018.
Yeah.
So we're moving down that track. Meanwhile, this report on the number of suicides among veterans, one of the things that you're not hearing, that you're not reading, that maybe you're not even thinking, is how many of these deaths would be prevented if veterans were allowed usage of things like marijuana. Some of them feel like their life is gone, useless, they have a lot of pain, they have injuries, we're not treating them. So what about making this, the federal government is so screwed up when it comes to marijuana legislation. They can't get out of their own way for the political reasons that they can't get out of their own way, no matter what it is that they're thinking about. But because the dramatic increase in the rates of suicide among veterans has people alarmed, and the suggestion has come from the VA groups, veterans groups, how about you let these guys smoke some pot and calm down? Because that's one of the effects that it has. I am not an advocate of use of marijuana. I don't like being around it, but I think it ought to be legal and people need to be able to make their own choices. What happened to freedom?
Drugs are just choices. You can have freedom and choices, but if you really want to find a meaningful solution for vets who are coming home and they're disturbed and they need care, it's about mental health, and it's about taking away the stigmas of mental health. It's not about putting a Band-Aid of alcohol or marijuana.
I'm not saying that's the only fix.
No, you're saying in conjunction with
therapy.
Yeah,
the mental health thing is number one.
Right.
But the rates are going up more quickly in veterans who haven't received any care from the health administration. This is a national blight, for God's sakes. We were talking about how these kids that are being encamped in the various places around the country because of the immigration problems with the families and how they're being used by politicians. The number one group extorted by politicians are veterans. Without question, the number one most used group as backgrounders for these phony BSing politicians is getting in front of some veterans group. Oh, yeah, look how they shake all their hands. And then when the vote comes, they screw them over. So I wouldn't, if I were somebody in uniform or knew somebody was and some politician wanted to use me, I'd tell them to pick a finger and move on. So I know it sounds pretty harsh, but it is. I think this is a disgrace. There's two disgraces. One, the treatment of veterans, and nothing's been done. I've been talking about this for years. Nothing has been done. Nothing. All right, so here's something you might find interesting, speaking of those youngsters, the people, and all of the site work that's being done. I put that in quotation marks when we have this, you know, the administration policy on migrant family. Yesterday, the Secretary of Homeland Security, is it Kirstjen Nielsen, I think that's her name?
Mm-hmm.
She was confronted by activists because of her point of view when it came to the border separations, the family separations. The protest was held while she was eating at a Mexican restaurant. Don't we find that a little ironic?
I think it's awful that she was actually forced out of leaving that restaurant and that people were, like, it's harassing her and all of that.
The optics of going to a Mexican restaurant.
I think that what's happening on the border is sad, but I think we're following the law, and I'm feeling perfectly fine to go to a Mexican restaurant if I want to tonight.
I didn't say you. I'm talking about her because she's a lightning rod for this. That's all. unless you just, I think it's insensitive, frankly. Not very good. Again, we're all, I'm talking about optics here that means so much. Sadly, they do. Optics mean a lot. 16 past the hour on the DJV show. Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
Hey, it's Victoria from the DJV Show. Have you ever Googled yourself or your business? Those search results are usually the first impression that people form of you and your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a huge impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it at ReputationDefender.com. Their dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more. That's 855-432-4886. Or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
Dear Diary, today I had two more people say, "You look good. Have you lost weight between you and me? It makes me feel really good." People started asking, "What workouts or diet are you doing?" And the famous, you know, "What's your secret?" I can't help but wonder, should I let them in on my secret? Well, Diary, you know my secret's Calitrin. I still can't believe how amazing it works, though. Yeah, I eat somewhat healthy and I exercise a little, but Calitrin seriously is the one doing all the work for me. I've never felt better. Anyway, I've got to go, Diary. I've got a date tonight. Talk to you later. XOXO.
Hello, my name is Joyce. I've used Calitrin for a while. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 6. I no longer have knee pain, and it makes my sister-in-laws jealous.
I'm Roger, and being the age of 54, my joints felt so much better. I got a better night's sleep. Can't say enough about the product.
My name is Melissa. I've been taking Calitrin, and I've lost 22 pounds.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss. Try it today at toploss.com or call 833-TOPLOSS.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so we have a conundrum here. Federal judge has blocked the Kansas City law that makes people provide proof of citizenship when they register to vote. Talk about non-starters. Man, I don't get this at all. The judge's name is Julie Robinson, ruled the state's law violates both the Constitution and the National Voter Registration Act. This will go to the Supreme Court. How many times has this thing got to go to the Supreme Court? Kansas law went into effect in 2013. It requires anybody who registers to vote to provide documentation of their citizenship. What the hell is wrong with that? Why shouldn't you have to prove who you are and that you're entitled to vote? What is it about this?
You can't vote three times.
But you know,
that, I see that, and that's been proven that that doesn't really happen on any major level. But
voting three times? No.
Yeah,
voter fraud happens a lot.
But why is it so hard?
Separate from that, I don't understand why. If you're getting a driver's license, if you have a green card, you can get a driver's license. But if you have a green card, you can't vote. It should be a separate thing. That seems like a no-brainer, and I don't understand how that's a violation. I don't get it. I don't get it.
A mess. All right, 21 after the hour. You're listening to the DJ. Say it again, Doug. DJV Show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Bridal shop in Flushing, Queens. Till her boyfriend kicked her out in one of those crushing scenes. What was she to do? Where was she to go? She was out on her fanny.
Change at the hour.
To the Sheffield door. She was there to sell makeup, but father saw more. She had style, she had style. She was.
Did Fran Drescher do this song herself?
Years.
Yeah. Who did the theme for?
It sounds like
name?
Liza Minnelli.
It does, doesn't it, a little bit?
I don't know if it is or not, but it sounds like it.
All right, from the entertainment department, could The Nanny be the next sitcom to get a network revival? Fran Drescher said, yep. She said on Entertainment Tonight that she and the co-creator, Peter Mark Jacob, who happens to be her ex-husband, are in discussion to bring the comedy back to life. Peter and I are talking about it.
Now, her husband is gay. That was a whole storyline for a sitcom she did about, I guess, living with her, I don't know, finding out that her husband was gay, and then they still stayed friends and worked on stuff together. But I think that's their story.
Really? Huh. All right, so the show went on 25 years ago, still has lots of loyal fans. Would you watch, any of you, a revival of The Nanny?
I love the show. Yeah,
you
absolutely.
Did. Why? What made? Why did you like it?
This was one of those shows that my whole family watched together, and we never missed an episode. It was funny. It was a great family show. We really loved it.
She had that New York. What did she had a real shrieky voice? Very good. All right, so that's the story if you're a Fran Drescher Nanny fan. Good news for you. 25 after the hour music news now. Steve Miller has revealed plans for a joint live album with Peter Frampton. That sounds kind of interesting. Midst of their second summer tour, joining forces every night, jamming through lots of blues covers, their own individual sets as well. And they're planning to give you, their fans, a recorded souvenir of their collaborations. Miller says that every show is being recorded. The two are putting a record together now that will showcase their performances of songs like Freddie King's Same Old Blues, Elmore James' Stranger Blues, Casey Douglas' Mercury Blues, Otis Rush's All Your Love, I Miss Loving, and more of that sort of thing. Jamming together turned out to be a real interesting thing, says Miller. We're just having fun. It's an added bonus to the tour. Just really, really great musical combination and fun. As we go, we'll add more tunes, some Muddy Waters things, some Ray Charles things. We're going through all of our favorite blues tunes and playing them. Let's see. Miller's been around 50 years. You know that? First couple of albums were out 50 years ago. 50 years, he says. Amazing how fast a life goes by. See, Jennifer?
Yep.
Miller is also compiling a coffee table style photo book to accompany whatever archival release surfaces. It'll mostly likely come out next year. So there you go. Yummy, yummy, yummy. Good things for your ear and your tummy. Elvis Costello, also in the music and news, too, today. A new album and a new tour. Announced a tour in support of his upcoming album with his former band, The Imposters. Tour is called Look Now and Then. It's Elvis Costello and The Imposters. Going to launch in November in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, wrapping up in Vancouver in December. So beginning, what is tomorrow, I think it is. It's up later this week, anyway. Fans can pre-order the album along with concert tickets and a special bundle on Costello's website. All right. So do we know what Costello's website is? Is it ElvisCostello.com? Duh.
I believe it is, yes. Or just Google Elvis Costello.
Right. Duh.
He's great live.
I'm
not the biggest Elvis Costello fan, but a friend of mine took me to a concert, and he's just really, really good live.
Anybody named Elvis can't be all bad. Elvis Duran, Elvis Costello, Elvis Presley. Hooray. For Elvi. All right, so anyway. By the way, this new album will be Costello's first since 2010's National Ransom. So if you're a Costello fan, there you go. You just got that right squarely in your ear. Delivered by the DJV Show at 28 past the hour.
Want revenge on the Comet Housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I think we've got a problem. We need to fix it.
That's the top Senate Republican, Senator Mitch McConnell, as members of both sides of the aisle are coming out strongly against the policy of separating illegal immigrant children from their parents at the Mexican border.
This requires a solution. Therefore, obviously, it would need to be a narrow agreement to fix the problem that we all agree needs to be fixed.
President Trump met with House Republican members last night on Capitol Hill, saying to hurry and send them an immigration bill that does allow families to stay together. However, afterwards, some of those Republicans said they weren't clear on which of several bills in the House the president was supporting. The city of Charleston, South Carolina, issues an apology for slavery. The council adopting the resolution denouncing and apologizing for the city's role in the slave trade hundreds of years ago. And this is USA Radio News.
I love my family, but last week, not so much. They blew through our shared data again. Then we switched to Boost and got unlimited gigs, plus 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line for the whole family. For a great price. So now I love them all again. We just needed a switch.
Switch to Boost and get three lines with unlimited gigs for just $100 a month and 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line. Plus get up to three free phones, all on a super reliable, super fast nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 8/31/18. First line's $100 a month. Lines 2 and 3 are $0 a month. Requires one line to port in. Line includes unlimited talk, text, and data. Video streams optimized at up to 480p plus. Music at up to 500 kilobits per second. Gaming at up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization during congestion. Free phones require port in and activation on plans $50 or higher. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
After the hour on the DJV show, because of our superior intellect and intelligence, we are brilliant here on the DJV show at examining things that are going on and figuring out what they mean to you. So if you want to find out what's going on, then you listen to us. And if you want to know, it's sort of what we should do maybe at the end of the day. How about this going along with a podcast, Kara? We could do a spreadsheet on what it is that was said, what it means,
Kara's
where it
running,
came
screaming from here.
Yeah, right. Let's add a. No, nothing good ever comes from the phrase, let's add a spreadsheet.
I know.
Really?
I can guarantee you that no one wants to look at a spreadsheet.
Right. Okay. No one.
Especially DJV show, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. The Food News Department has a report on the safest seafood state in the Union. I know I woke up this morning wondering what state has the best and safest seafood, especially when there's so much pollution in the ocean. Want to make sure your catch is sourced from clean waters. Here's a case in point. Mussels in the Puget Sound just tested positive for opioids. So they're mussels from Puking Sound instead. Opioids.
That's terrifying.
Imagine
opioids
that, huh?
In the mussels. Like, yeah. I know you don't eat that kind of seafood, Doug, but a lot of people eat mussels. That blew my mind when I saw that opioids are in mussels.
Puget Sound is theoretically, it's out in the northwest. It's supposed to be one of the cleanest areas for water in the country, if not the world. According to the latest numbers, we're now fishing more than half of the world's oceans. 31% of these fisheries are overfished. That means that not enough fish are left to replenish at the same rate year after year after year after year. That's why the fish farms are doing so well. Turns out fish from Alaska is a cut above. Alaska is the one state that has sustainable fishing laws written into their constitution, because that's how, between the fish and the oil, that's how they make it there. Alaska sets limits on how many fish are available caught. Is this on Dangerous Catch? They have,
yeah,
where they
go
fishing.
Yeah, they do go to Alaska a lot.
They go to Alaska,
show, I think.
Yeah. All right, so looking forward to the rest of this year, the state of Alaska has declared that harvests need to actually be lower than last season in order to keep local ecosystems thriving. That's pretty smart. So as you're navigating the grocery store or you're going to a restaurant, always ask your waiter where the fish comes from. If the waiter doesn't know, then get up and leave. That's what I'd do. Alaska.
You can send the waiter into the kitchen to find out from the chef.
You could do that.
You could do that, too.
Know, they
and then they come back and say, the Gordon's fisherman.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. All right, so that's
the good news is, don't bury the lead here. Wait, this is the most important part of this Alaska story, is that the Alaskan native types of fish are also really popular in the U.S. So 99% of wild cod, 95% of wild halibut, and 95% of wild salmon comes from Alaska. So it's actually, the good news is, it's actually easy to find here in the States. So those are the three types of fish that you should be looking for, because they're wild caught.
Burying the leads. I hadn't finished it. I had more. There was more to
be. I know you. You get. You move on. I know you. It's shiny,
you know,
object.
Me?
Something. Something. You know, daisies in the background. I don't know. You think you hear her and she's hungry again. I don't know.
Actually, what I was looking at out of one eye, thank you, you know me too well, was a story on the origins of coffee. Mm-hmm. How many people we have? Nobody here. Jennifer drinks
comes
coffee.
Comes straight from the hands of God, I think.
Yeah.
That was
okay. No. It came from 9th century Ethiopian goat herders.
Oh, that was
fact.
My second guess.
Ethiopian goat herders discovered coffee by accident, noticing how crazy the beans made the goat when the goat ate the beans. Now, there's a special, believe it or not, you can get a special kind of coffee that has been through a goat system. I believe a monkey also. I think there are two kinds.
You can eat poop coffee. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I've heard of that, but...
Oh, God.
No thanks.
Crazy. Okay, New Yorkers, Victoria, drink 7 times more coffee than any other city in the
Not
country.
Surprised.
What's the matter with you?
New Yorkers are... You know what? New Yorkers don't get enough sleep. They are always late. The city is always finding some way to prevent you from getting to work on time. There's traffic jams. That doesn't surprise me. New Yorkers are just... sleep deprived and need that boost.
Okay, so here's the story. A New Yorker took a challenge, a coffee challenge, apparently last year. I don't remember the story. Maybe you do. He was challenged to drink 100 cups of coffee, and he did, and it killed him. Drinking too much coffee is lethal.
In one day?
Yeah. One day.
Who challenged? That's so stupid.
And who's the ding-dong that
I
know.
Okay, I'll do it. Yeah, I can do it.
Exactly. All right, anyway, that's the story of coffee. Loud restaurants in the food news lead to unhealthy eating choices. Let's see if I can escape burying the lead here, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoying a meal over a bit of music, it's wonderful, it's marvelous. But if you go into a restaurant, I actually will not stay in a restaurant that's too noisy. I don't like, you go in to have a conversation with somebody, and if it's across the table, it's, huh? What? I can't hear what you're saying. Why would you go into that? Unless you're going to one of those drunken bars like you took me into last week in New York.
Oh, yes, I dragged you, kicking and screaming.
Oh, man. Diners who were exposed to louder noises ordered foods that were significantly higher in calories, while those who were listening to softer music made more health-conscious choices. To perform the study, a team of scientists went to a cafe in Sweden a couple of days. On some days, they played songs at 55 decibels. Other days, they pumped the jams up to 70 decibels plus. When researchers reviewed the cafe sales, they found that 20% more customers ordered high-calorie foods when the music volume was high. Who comes up with a premise for these things? Who?
I don't know, but it's really
interesting.
I'm happy someone did, because this is a study that my friends and I have been talking about, because there are certain restaurants that are really loud that we do like to go to, but we try to plan on when it's not that
busy.
Are
they national or local?
No, local.
Chains?
No, not chains. I don't eat at chains, really. No. But like local restaurants. It's one of those things that, like, you don't think about it until you actually see it written down and that someone has scientifically studied this.
Yeah.
But anecdotally, you can realize, like, yeah, you know, we do tend to order dessert whenever we're at such and such restaurant. We started talking about it. It's a very weird phenomenon. I don't know what the music does.
Like Doug said, the loud music goes with the bar atmosphere usually.
Yeah.
And what do you eat in bars? You're not ordering the wild salmon at a bar. You're usually eating the tater tots with
or pizza,
cheese sauce on top.
Right.
You'll notice that when I had dinner with you last week, Victoria, the first thing I did was look at the dessert menu to see if they had ice cream.
We know.
All right, that's the market.
And then I reprimanded him, Jen. I said, no. I said, Dr. Jack says you eat too much sugar.
You've got to eat your food first.
Yeah. Stop looking at the dessert menu first.
All right, one last food news story is a study that finds Wegmans. If you don't have a Wegmans near you, you don't know about how good they are. Wegmans, Wegmans, headquartered, I think, either in Buffalo or Rochester, New York, upstate New York. Wegman family still run the supermarket chain, 132 restaurants, mostly in the Northeast. They are the favorite grocery store in the country. They surpass Whole Foods, Publix markets, Trader Joe's. Actually, I was really surprised. Publix came in second in this survey. There's nothing about a Publix market I ever thought was very special at all. They're mostly in the Southeast. Florida is where they're headquartered. You find them in the southeastern states. I don't know that they're... I'm listening.
So what makes Wegmans so special for those of us on the West Coast who have never been?
I don't know. Actually, Victoria and I were talking about this off the air. I like the presentation. I don't agree with you that it's hard to find things. I just find it interesting because
I don't think you're shopping for groceries though. I think that's why the layout. Everybody I know.
What do you mean grocery?
Wegmans.
I'm going for fruit. I go in for fruit. I get some fresh. Sometimes veggies, lettuce, and carrots.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You stick to produce and ice cream. And so those are easy things.
No, never buy ice cream in it.
Okay.
What are you talking about? I sell ice cream at the farm. What do I need to go to the store and buy it?
So what else do you buy then? You just buy produce and then what? That's it.
I normally buy fruits, veggies.
That's produce.
What else am I supposed to buy in the
food store? What I'm saying. See, you're the biggest complaint about Wegmans to anyone else who actually does real grocery shopping, and you don't do that. You stick to the prepared foods, which is delicious at Wegmans, and they have a lot of choices, and then all the produce is fine. That's in one section of the store. But any other part of the store, you've probably never even ventured into. So, cleaning supplies, and when we stock up on... Yeah, so you're not buying any of that, and none of that is laid out in a really good way. Because they push their brand on you.
It's not an aisle. If you're used to a traditional go in the store and go up and down the aisles, you're not going to find that at Wegmans.
Nothing is easy to find.
You're not going to like Wegmans if that's what you're trying to do.
That's my point, right?
Yeah, no, not
doing that at Wegmans. I'm disturbed. We're talking about burying a lead here. I know, right?
Who buys your cleaning supplies?
The cleaning lady.
She carries her own?
Yeah, she brings her own vacuum cleaner. She brings her stuff to wash out the toilet.
When you wipe down do you wipe down the kitchen in between her visits?
No, of course not.
Wait a minute. Yes, I do. I have soaps and stuff that I've had for a while.
Do you have a sponge or?
I have new sponges even that I got. See, the kids are coming, so everything's been spread.
Are you using Irish Spring, or are you using
What is it? No, I use that. What's the stuff that's Morris, the white bottle? Is it Morris? What's the stuff that's
Myers?
Myers, that's it. Yeah, I use that. So there. But we're going to stop, and I go pick up Miles and Megan at the airport this afternoon. We'll stop at a Wegmans, because they've never been to one, and do our food shopping there. See what we think of that. All right? You guys
and then now maybe you'll actually see what I'm talking about with how confusing it is.
You can talk
to
Megan. I'm sure that tomorrow you can have a conversation with her. She'd be happy to talk about shopping at Wegmans tomorrow with you on the air. It's something for everybody looking excitedly forward to. 45 past the hour here on the DJV show.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
No doubt you've heard the expression, bigger is better. And that's definitely true when it comes to your home theater. And for the biggest picture, you gotta check out JVC's line of projectors. Francisco Lacey is from JVC.
It uses digital light processing from Texas Instruments. It has the capabilities of reproducing a 4K-like image on screen, along with high dynamic range. So we get all the benefits of really good picture and color. Generally speaking, they're really easy to set up out of the box. You want to plug in your gaming console, your UHD player, your set-top box from one of the TV providers. It's a great, affordable solution for multimedia applications.
And when looking for a projector, 4K may not be the most important feature. Check out JVC's projectors at jvc.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV Show, and though I hide behind a microphone, my smile is still really important to me. Like you, I want a bright white smile, but the coffee, lots of coffee, maybe even a little red wine, well, that has taken a little bit of shine from my smile. Over the years, I've tried a lot of tooth whitening products. I found a 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs, and it works in 5 minutes without messy strips or trays. Power Swabs is clinically studied and uses a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent to lighten stains in 5 minutes. You just snap, swab, and smile. And in 5 minutes, coffee, tea, smoking stains, they all start to disappear. Power Swabs remove stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs by calling 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard it here to get 50% off the retail price. Dial 800-208-1797.
Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but you can't stay asleep? If you have that problem, try MyPillow. Now, like me, you can get a great night's sleep every night. Great sleep is important for your health and well-being. And the best offer that I can give you right now from MyPillow is to go to MyPillow.com and get 4 pillows for the price of 2. 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows. Even better, 50% off the regular retail price. 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows, 50% off at MyPillow.com. Made with 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow made in our country. Backed by a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee. Act fast. Get yours now. Get to a better night's rest. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for the half-price deals at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV.
Well, that grass isn't going to cut itself. I'll be outside.
Wait, you're mowing the lawn in that?
What?
In your one-piece riding leathers?
Yeah.
Because you might fall off the push mower?
You're right. I should probably wear my helmet, too.
Not what I meant.
It's hard to be without your bike. So do something easy and protective with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Somehow I want to put this to music. I'm not sure how to do it. Okay, put this all together. 3 o'clock in the morning, two guys and a girl are at an apartment complex pool. They're drunk. What happens? Well, they're all dead, so you can go from there. Drunks in the pool. Big warning outside the pool. No lifeguard on duty. No containers with alcohol in the pool, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But who pays attention to the rules?
Well, so, you probably don't when you're drunk.
No.
Yeah, you're not reading the signs.
Can kiss that off. But who does? What is there about the pool and the drinking and stuff? It doesn't make a good combo, folks. 10 minutes for the hour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests,
wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Time now for a visit from Bubba Eckstein, also known as an animal lover's best friend. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show is on the DJV show. His presence is felt here, there, and everywhere. He has his vignettes, his tips on the program with us every day. And then he comes on the air live with us and gives us the what for or who to or how we deal with some things. If you're a fan of The Pet Show, you know you can find Warren at facebook.com/The Pet Show. Very clever. Twitter.com/Warren Eckstein. Eckstein. All right, so here's the story of a pit bull. People love to do downers on pit bulls. This is a story from Stockton, California, where a pit bull last week saved a baby girl and her family from a fire that had spread into their home. The dog alerted the family to the danger by barking and banging on the door of their home. The lady who was the head, the mother's name is Nana, opened the door to see why the dog was yelping. And before she realized that the building, it was a fourplex, was on fire, the dog had come in and woke everybody else up and got them going. She had a baby girl. And the dog grabbed a diaper as the mother was... I thought this was a pretty good story. The mother's grabbing the baby, and the dog's grabbing a diaper for the baby. How about that, Warren?
You know, I hear these stories all the time. You hear these horrible stories about pit bulls. They're such incredible dogs. They're such sensitive dogs. They're great dogs. And, you know, I hate to... I fight this Archie Bunker thing all the time about pit bulls. I can literally quote stories about how pit bulls saved kids' lives, stayed with the kid overnight when the kid got lost, and just so many great stories. You know, interesting that you brought that up, though, because last week there was an article, which is, what is your favorite TV dog?
Really? Who?
And the favorite, and the favorite, according to the reports, the favorite was Scooby-Doo.
Really?
Oh, now, mine would have been Eddie from Frasier.
Yeah, I know Eddie, by the way. His real name is Moose. A good friend. I interviewed him. He's a great guy.
Moose.
Anyway,
loved
Moose,
him.
A great dog. Anyway, I went differently. I said, first of all, why make it a cartoon dog? How did I really?
Right.
And my choice was Petey. Mike from Our Gang Comedies, from the Little Rascals, because he was a pit bull. And back then,
a circle around his eye.
Yeah, and you know that circle, here's some trivia for you. That wasn't a real circle. That circle was actually painted on by the famous makeup artist, Max Factor, for every show that they shot. Max Factor was the makeup guy first time.
Oh, my God, isn't
Rascals.
That funny?
Yeah. Something no one else needs to know about me. So anyway, yeah, that, just a great pit bull. So that's one of the reasons I picked Petey, because he is a pit bull. We hear these horror stories, and that's only because there's a certain segment of the population. Let's face it, a guy dealing crack in a bad neighborhood is not going to want a schnoodle, okay? He's going to go out and get a dog that looks tough, and they create the aggressive behavior.
Well, my son adopted a pit bull that had been used as bait. The dog's face was all chewed up, and you've never met him. I should bring him over to meet you with Frank. I don't think you met Frankie either. Brendan's
I haven't
other
met
dog.
Frankie, no.
Frankie and Deuce, the other guy, the other dog's called Deuce. But Meredith and I found a Staffordshire, which is an outgrowth of the Pitt family at the Kill Center in New York, and that's who became the dog that we shared. She has him, and he's a... She's a really wonderful dog.
Well, look at the dog that I trained years ago. You know, there's the Staffordshire Terrier, and then there's the American Staffordshire Terrier. You all know, I think we talked about this, that I trained the last dog that was owned by the Buster Brown Company. The dog
yes,
name was
you
Tig.
Said, yeah, right.
And Tig was an American Staffordshire Terrier, one of those breeds classified as a pit bull. Now, remember, he was the Buster Brown dog, so he went to every school across the country and stores and supermarkets and openings and this with me, and the dog was just the most incredible dog because he was brought up with nothing but love. So it's not the breed you have to worry about. It's the way they're brought up.
So what do you think of Disney welcoming dogs now? You can go into the resorts. I don't know. Can you go into the park with them? You can go to the yacht club. You can go to the resort. You can go to Fort Wilderness, I guess. But can you actually... The dogs have to be well-behaved, leashed in public areas. So is this a big step forward?
It is a big step. I'm curious. It's an interesting point you brought
up. $50 a night if you want to stay with them in the hotel.
Well, I know on some of the cruises you can spend to keep the dogs. And if you go for a cruise, they have kennels, special kennels. But I don't think you're going to be allowed to take the dogs into the park, though, unless they're on a leash or unless it's a service dog. I think there are laws about that. I'm not sure, though, but I think in terms of the park.
Right. Yeah, I'm looking at Walt Disney Resort properties, pet merchandise, they're selling things. Just another way for Disney to make money.
I want to leave everyone with one tip this week, okay?
Yes.
I want everyone to remember that dogs don't self-entertain themselves. You need to give them something to do. People say, I have a yard. My dog's out in the yard. If you look in the yard, he's probably lying under a tree. Get out there. Play with your dog. Work with your dog. They need to be entertained by us.
Yeah. I love playing with Daisy May, rubber belly. She's a love bug, man. What a great find. I'm so thankful that I have that dog. She's a really sweetheart. All right, Warren Eckstein, I'm happy to have you here. I'll rub your belly anytime.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.